Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Winter can be so much fun for kids. It really can be. Getting outside as a family and playing in the snow, going on walks, and of course, sledding and skiing and ice skating and all of those fun activities that keep us active in the wintertime. My guest is Dr. Allison Tothy. She is the medical director in pediatric emergency medicine at the University of Chicago Children's Hospital. So, Dr. Tothy, first of all, winter is fun, but we do have to be careful. So, let's start with sledding. Do we recommend helmets for sledding?
I suppose it depends if you're in my house or anyone else's house.
Well, I mean, you're an emergency medicine pediatrician at Comer Hospital. Do you want to see kids in helmets?
Yeah, I would love to see kids in helmets for sledding, ice skating, snow skiing, snowboarding, any of those activities. You know, young, all kids, they have developing brains. We don't know how much damage all these little small bumps can do going forward as their brains grow. And I think that we should be protecting our kids' brains and heads as best that we can. And accidents happen even when they're just lying on a sled. And I don't think it's unreasonable to consider having your child wear a helmet when they're sledding or doing any other kind of snow sport.
Well, skiing and things, you know, it's just ingrained. They don't have a choice. But
right,
sledding,
right,
that's going to be a little tougher sell for my kids. But,
yeah,
you know, last year I remember them, you fall off a sled all the time. The snow is hard, icy at some points. And my son went bleeding down the hill. And, you know, I was just like, oh, my God. So, I mean, really, it's such a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when they're just looking at the fun, right? So they all get up on top of the hill, they all go at once. There isn't, you know, and then they all crash into each other.
And then there's a kid walking by at the bottom.
Yeah, maybe they should be wearing the helmet. Yep.
God. And so, I mean, it's so much fun for kids. But okay, so first bit of advice is that a pediatric emergency physician would really like to see us put helmets on our kids when they sled, and of course when they ski, and snowboarding for sure. You know, that's just pretty
and
much.
And ice skating.
So ice skating. Typically, I wouldn't think of that, but the ice is really hard.
It's really slippery, right? All of our kids are, and I don't know if your kids do this, but the favorite thing that my older son likes to do is, like, dive across the ice to stop. It's not even, there's, like, no grace to it. It's not about staying up on your skates. It's like, how far can I slide after I skate for a little while? And he just throws himself around the ice. And he wears a helmet because of it. I think the other thing is that ice is so slippery that you don't really realize that you're going to fall. All of a sudden, your feet just slip out from under you. You have no preparation to stop yourself. And then you just crash onto the ground and bang your head.
Okay, so moving on to some of the other dangers of winter. Now, I was at the pediatrician's office the other day, and a lady came in, and her baby was all bundled up in one of these little snow suits, and she sat there with the baby for the longest time inside. And I kept, like, going, it's really hot in here. It's really hot in here. Boy, shouldn't she? And, of course, you can't say anything. So, you know, when is that snow suit? How bundled up do you make your kids, especially babies?
Yeah, I certainly babies are different than the older kids that are running around and playing. But, you know, a good judge is that about maybe, you know, if you put them in layers, that'll help, as opposed to just one heavy layer, so that you can moderate their temperature as you go from hot to cold. And, you know, most people recommend the same amount of layers or maybe one more layer for a little baby, but not many more layers. They should be warm enough if they're just in a snowsuit and maybe a blanket on top, for instance, when they're in their car seat, or just a snowsuit with a hat and gloves when they're outside in the, you know, walking around.
Now, our little bit older kids that play outside, when do we worry the red nose, the red cheeks, you know, the purple lips, as frost nip, not necessarily frost bite. But when do you sort of worry about that? Okay, you've really been out there long enough.
Yeah, I usually recommend that kids come in every 20 to 30 minutes to warm up again. That's not stopping them from playing or telling them they can't stay outside and play, but that it's time to take a little break, warm up a little bit, maybe have something hot to drink. And, you know, then once they're warmed up, they have nice, good color back and normal color back into their skin, sending them back out to play is perfectly fine.
Do you see much frostbite, Dr. Tothe?
I don't see much frostbite, no.
Okay, so I mean, you know, I think that we're all a little bit more frostbite savvy now. People,
right.
You know, you're not seeing so much of that as much anymore. But what else do you see coming to the emergency room at this time of year, winter-wise?
So we see what you're talking about is just sort of cold exposure, being just out too long in the cold, and that sort of precursor to frostbite. So we do a lot of education with families around when to bring your kid in, what to look for. And I think all of that education has paid off a little bit because we aren't seeing the true frostbite.
Well, that's good. You know, what should we keep as parents as sort of a first aid kit when we're driving our kids around in the snow and in the cold weather? Do you recommend carrying, do you yourself keep some sort of a first aid kit around?
Well, I think what's important is having a blanket in the back seat in case you do get stuck on, you know, Lakeshore Drive when it closes, for instance, or on, you know, if there's an accident and you don't plan on it, but you end up being stuck on the highway for a couple hours, or if something's wrong with your car, for instance, and you get stranded. I think it is worthwhile having something extra for extra layers of heat in your car. So warm blankets, they make these kits you can buy if you want that are these reflective, you know, reflective metal thin blankets. But just any blankets that you have around the house would be fine too.
Okay, now as a family, you know, you tend to curl up and get all cozy inside at the winter time and stuff, mm-hmm. but you really want to encourage families that it's not just a curl up time to get out. And is there anything, what about those face masks we used to wear? Does the cold air being breathed into your lungs cause trouble or no? Not so much.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you have some sort of underlying condition like asthma and you know that cold air triggers it, then you might be more conscious. But I think it's really important for kids to get a lot of activity and run around, even in the dead of winter. And it's great for families to be able to do outdoor activities together, regardless of what the weather is like outside. And so that sort of is much more important, I think, as long as you do it safely and carefully.
One of the problems I run into, Dr. Tothe, is my kids' skin gets so dry this time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, their hands and my daughter's cheeks, she's got a little eczema anyway, but her knuckles, her hands. In the summer, we don't see it at all, but in the winter, my goodness, cracked and dry. What do you recommend? I mean, is a little Aquaphor sufficient? Is there something we can internally do, drinking more water, fish oil? I mean, what do you recommend for this dry skin at this time of year?
I mean, I do think that I recommend to families that they limit hot water baths, how long kids take really, really hot showers or hot baths, or how long they sit in that water, because that can make the dry skin and the irritation worse. Using something like Aquaphor or even just over-the-counter Vaseline, cheap old petroleum jelly, and rubbing it into those dry areas twice a day, three times a day will also help.
Well, because I know that that can be such a big issue, too, at this time of the year, is really that dry skin. Now, in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Tothe, your best advice for winter safety, but yet fun and activity, getting out there and enjoying it, but being safe about it.
I think that actually sums it up, and that's what I recommend. I'm not telling people that they have to, you know, protect their kids to the point where they can't be having fun outside. I think there's a really nice balance that you can find as a family and as kids to be able to let them go out and play and have fun in the winter.
Well, it's a great season to do it. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Stay well.